News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, our county hurlers and footballers are almost twice as likely to go to third level as the general population. However, they also appear to be basing their decisions on third level and what they're studying in their education on their playing careers. That is according to the ESRI. Eilish Kelly is a senior researcher with the body. She's the author of a report published on this today. Eilish, I mentioned this is inter-county players that we're looking at very specifically, not club players, inter-county only.
Yes, that's right. So this piece of research builds on a study that we undertook 2018 examining the commitment levels that were being given by senior inter-county players to play in senior inter-county. So this is kind of taking a more micro-analysis, looking at decisions that players are making around their education and their professional career. We also look at engagement in alcohol consumption, supplement usage, and then we also look at their views on player welfare supports that they're receiving.
Let's go through each of them. First of all, maybe just to go back to that 2018 body of work you did, what is the level of commitment that they're giving to their intercounty career?
Okay, so that study was based on data that we gathered from 2016 players, which was carried out, the data was captured in 2017, and we found that at that time, as a baseline measure, players are allocating up to about 32 hours per week on their intercounty commitments. Now, that's very much a baseline measure. So, for example, it's not taken into account maybe the mental preparation or the time that's been put in that regard as well. So, effectively,
a full-time job.
More or less, it's just 8 hours short of when you think of what the average working week is, 39 hours a week, so it's not far off that.
Okay, so probably unsurprising then that some of them, when it comes to what their actual full-time job would need to be, try to shape it around that inter-county career. What did you find?
So, in that regard, I suppose, first of all, it has to be acknowledged that the two associations on the back of that study decided that they wanted to undertake more in-depth analysis, you know, to examine are players making decisions around their education or their professional career. One of the first issues we looked at was when players were leaving second level, what was the most important factor that determined what they did on leaving second level? And we found that just over 26% of players indicated that being able to play senior inter-county was the main determining factor for those individuals.
Why so many of them become teachers? Is that it?
Well, when we looked at what the main fields of study was, we found that, yeah, over 26% of players studied education, and that was over 35% for those who selected their career path to play senior inter-county, which is much higher compared to what it is for the general male population of the same age, which is about 6 or 7%.
Any indication that they maybe regret it, some of the older players maybe, or those not long after retirement regretted making those decisions?
Okay, so we did also ask players as well if they were free to go back and choose their pathway again, what would they select the same pathway, and over 40% of players said that they wouldn't. Now, I suppose that sounds high. How does it compare to the general population? And we did have data to compare the group. It's about 36% for the general population, but what we find is that it's much higher. It's over 50% for those players who selected a career path to play senior inter-county, and it's also higher as well among older players. So yes, levels of regret are about the decision taken is higher, as I said, among players who selected a path to play inter-county senior.
Okay, so it's that, not to pick on the those who choose to become teachers, but they find maybe they've got 7 or 8 more years after they qualify as a hurler or a footballer, but then they're staring down the barrel of teach until they're 65 and they think maybe I made the wrong choice.
Possibly. I mean, the decision is taken at that stage, and there is, as I said, levels of regret there. And when we look at the main sectors of employment that the individuals are going into, quite a high proportion of into public sector jobs and particularly into teaching.
All right, this is interesting. Let's talk about the second area you looked at. You mentioned it there at the outset, alcohol and alcohol consumption. You know, if you listen to some of them, they're very abstemious, all these GA players. Not so?
So the most important point to base here is that they're a subsample of the general population. So in terms of the proportions that are consuming alcohol, it's very similar to, we'll say, the non-playing players. So we were able to use Healthy Ireland survey there to do comparison between the players and the general population. What we did find, though, is that when they do consume alcohol, they're consuming higher quantities, and particularly, I suppose, during the pre-season and also the off-season.
Okay, so they drink on average, say, over the year, the same amount, but they're doing it in in binges. Is that it?
More or less, yeah. So as I said, there's very little difference in the proportions of players that are actually consuming alcohol relative to the general population of similar age. But yes, when they do consume alcohol, it is higher quantities.
It all sounds fairly stressful. Had they views on player welfare as well?
So we asked them about the player charter support. So that's like level of expenses and gear. The timing of when they're receiving those supports is an issue, particularly among the lower tier counties. What the players themselves would like to see more emphasis placed on is how they can progress their professional career. And they also highlight the fact that they'd like to, I suppose, know more about how they can keep their inter-county participation in perspective. That would say that they said themselves is more to life than just playing senior inter-county.
All right, Eilish, thanks a million for that. Eilish Kelly, Senior Research Officer with the ESRI. Thanks a million for coming into us this morning.